What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving, it's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Brian Koberger, you may have heard the name here a time or two. The suspect of the killings of the four University of Idaho students made an appearance in court just the other day as his legal team continued their attempts to challenge the indictment against him. Koberger, who was consistently denied involvement in the November murders, attended the hearing dressed in an orange jumpsuit, a notable departure from his usual formal attire during past appearances. The wardrobe choice was reportedly made at Koberger's own request, according to his defense attorneys.
Why? You know, I don't want to sit and talk about Brian Koberger's fashion choices here, but why? We've seen him in some really nice looking suits that look like they were tailor-made for him. Why are we doing orange now?
I'm gonna guess because it will elicit more pity from people who look at him and go, look at him, he's in an orange jumpsuit. And he has a bit of a following. It's not like Karen Reed, and I don't think it ever will be. I think it's going to really kind of be a basket of deplorables, so to speak, of the ones that are going to be standing by his side in a weird cultish type way. At the heart of the hearing was a motion filed by the defense asking the court to dismiss the indictment on the grounds of alleged irregularities in the grand jury process. The defense argued that the indictment process may have been compromised, suggesting it did not meet the necessary legal standards. We believe there are significant issues with how the grand jury was convened and the information they were provided, Koberger's defense team stated during the hearing. Judge John Judge, who presided over several proceedings in the case, denied the defense's request. In his ruling, Judge Judge noted, I can't wait for the new judge to be on this thing. noted that there was no substantial evidence to suggest that the grand jury has been improperly influenced or that the indictment should be dismissed. The court has found no merit in the defense's claims. The grand jury proceedings were conducted properly and the indictment stands, Judge John Judge said in the response to the motion by the judge, whose name has also happened to be John. The decision represents a setback for Koberger's defense, which has been seeking to identify flaws in the investigation and the legal procedures leading up to the trial, basically because he doesn't have a defense. Despite the denial of the motion, the defense signaled that they would continue to explore other avenues to defense as they prepare for trial. They have consistently pointed to possible investigative errors, including the handling of evidence and the timeline of the investigation. Koberger's trial is expected to attract widespread attention given the high-profile nature of the case. The killings of the University of Idaho students in November, of course, sent shockwaves through that small college town in Moscow, Idaho, and through the rest of the nation. Koberger is looking to be in court, I believe, in the beginning of June, correct?
I think so, yeah. Well, at this time, unless something else comes up. One of the families has started a GoFundMe account to pay for, I guess, travel expenses for them to go to the new county.
Yep.
Because it's 400 miles from where they live. So they're looking for expenses, which I totally get. They've raised, at the time of this recording, about $10,000.
Yeah, the Gonsalves family.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Yeah, they're trying to raise money because they're going to be there for God knows how long, more than a month. And it's 400 miles away. And that's not a cheap ask to do of anybody, even, and it is your kids. It's that's virtually impossible unless you have the funds to do it, unless you're going to sell your house and move over there. So, yeah, check that out. Do you have the address for the GoFundMe on that?
I don't, but I can certainly get it and we can post it on our links. I just think their lives have been uprooted enough. It makes me sad. I understand why they have moved the trial, but it really makes it difficult for these families. Oh my goodness, 28,000 as of this recording. So when I looked earlier,
29,000 as of my looking at it.
Oh dear.
You look for, if you're going to go to GoFundMe, help Kaylee Gonsalves family attend trial. That's what it's called. Kaylee, K-A-Y-L-E-E. Gonsalves is G-O-N-C-A-L-V-E-S. Help donate to that GoFundMe.
And so, somebody gave $5,000. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
People are really great, you know?
Yeah. And that family needs it to get out there. And they're very sincere in their ask. You know, they said, we would not do this if we did not have to. So yeah, check that out. Help Kaylee Gonsalves family attend trial. That's on GoFundMe. And yeah, let's help them out and help them get to see justice for their daughter.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you. embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.